giving away money.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 29, Pretoria 30, Mai King 31. The South African Human Rights Commission in the Northwest has warned it will not hesitate to act against alleged human rights violations during the government's Operation Vala Mgodi. The anti-illicit mining operation has been criticized amid a standoff between police and suspected illegal miners in Stilfontein that saw the blocking of access of food and water to those underground. While police maintain they've conducted the operation within the confines of the law, the commissioner told Police Minister Senzo Mchunu that a case has been registered and is currently under investigation.
Minister, our other concern is Section 27, which is explicit. It talks about the right to food. It talks about the right to water. So those rights, when they're violated, they call upon us as Human Rights Commission to then do our part. And Minister, if there will be an instance where we find a situation where we'd want to take this matter to court, we will do so.
Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber has extended the Zimbabwean exemption permit validity to 28 November next year. The controversial extension was gazetted on Friday. This follows the Gauteng High Court's directive to consult permit holders and stakeholders about the future. Cliff Schicker reports.
In April last year, the Helen Suzman Foundation challenged the decision by government to terminate the ZEPs affecting about 178,000 Zimbabweans who have lived and worked in South Africa for over a decade. The extension means no holder of a ZEP may be arrested, deported, or be detained for not having any valid exemption certificate. The holder of an exemption certificate may be allowed to enter or depart South Africa if they have the relevant documents. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Gauteng Education MEC Matomo Chilowane has rejected Minister of Basic Education Siviwe Kwagube's bilateral agreement on the Bella Act, calling it exclusionary and obstructive to transformation. Chilowane criticized provisions allowing school governing bodies to influence language policies and learner admissions, arguing it impedes inclusivity. The department spokesperson Steve Mabona says the MEC urges a broader consultation to ensure fair and transformative education policies.
MEC Chilwane criticized the agreement for representing the interest of only one sector of society, describing it a thinly veiled attempt to preserve culture at the expense of transformation.
And sectarian feuding in northwest Pakistan killed 13 more people as warring Sunnis and Shiites defied repeated ceasefire orders in recent conflicts, claiming 124 lives. Fighting broke out last Thursday when two separate convoys of Shiite Muslims traveling under police escort were ambushed, killing more than 40. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Mjopinar Hoofnes die hier. Die Menseregtekommissie is ondersoek Stilfontein myn verder.
Baranke. Yes, we're still live from Menlyn right here in the center court. That's where we parked. Now I got the right word for it. It is the center court, just next to the food court. So the food court is right on top of us, and we are below the food court. So we're live, Vodacom Storm, Minibank, where you can V up your summer and win exciting giveaways and prizes. There's awesome spin wheel here. You just spin the wheel and then you just win something. There's a lot of hampers. Actually, you can win today. I mean, there's tons of prizes. And I would like, before 2 p.m., I would like to clear out Vodacom today. So pull in, come through. While you do your shopping, you will find me here. And that's